titled this message, Back to the Book. Back to the Book. And I'll be looking at 2 Kings, chapters 22 and 23. If you want to follow along, turn to 2 Kings, chapter 22 and 23. Now, this is an interesting story, but more than a mere interesting story, it's a very needful message today. The state of things in Israel nearly 3,000 or more years ago is the state of things in our day. Now, this is the true story of a former king in Israel named Josiah. In 2 Kings chapter 22, it says of Josiah, verse 2, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father. He turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. He did right. He walked the way of David. He was a believer, a worshiper, a follower of God, a man after God's own heart like David, who sought the glory of God, the will of God, the worship of God. And he turned not aside to the right or the left. Or that is, he was uninfluenced by either side, but a seeker of the truth. I thought to myself when I read that, well, a man like that would never be elected to any office today, neither right nor left. Well, Josiah's father, the former king in Israel, was an evil man. He did not seek the Lord. He did not consult the Word of God. He tolerated and allowed anything and everything to go, especially in religion. And so, therefore, religion was in a mess. And it was so far removed from God's Word, from the true worship according to God's Word, that the whole land was full of many different faiths, so to speak, many ways of worship. When God had set forth in His Word very clearly that there's one faith, one way to worship Him. And so there were many different so-called faiths, and therefore many different priests and prophets and persons who applied for these jobs, hirelings, all of them false. Now, as I said, Israel was far removed from the Word of God, literally. The Word of God had literally been stored away in a back room of the temple. The priests in the temple didn't even know the Word of God existed. They weren't reading it. They didn't know it existed. They didn't know what it said. Well, to make a long story short, they were in the process of doing some building around the temple. Oh, they were very active. These religious leaders were very active with their building committees and finance committees, doing the Lord's work, so to speak, they thought, yet ignorant of God's Word and in violation of God's Word. Now, I'm reading from 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 8. It says, Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe. Now, here they were working around the temple and counting money and so forth. And he said, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave it to the scribe, and he read it. He said, I found a book. Well, here's a book in this back room. And he dusted it off and said, read this. See what it says. And it was the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. It was the book. He said, I found the book. They had found God's Word. The book. Word, the Word of life. The book. The only revealed will of God, way of God, worship of God, salvation of God. The book. The absolute truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The book without which all is false and a lie. All is merely man's thoughts, man's opinion, man's way, ways which seem right unto man, but the end is death and destruction. Hilkiah said, well, I found the book. I found a Bible. Wonder what it says. The priests hadn't seen it before. The scribes, who were supposed to be making copies of it, hadn't seen it. Oh, they were all busy, though, about the Lord's work. People, listen to me. All who listen to this morning, you listen to this fella. There's one work of the Lord. There's one thing which the preacher, the minister, the elder, the leader in the church is to be about. That is the preaching and teaching of God's Word. There's one thing which the church is to be about. That is the preaching, the hearing, the studying of God's Word. Not social programs, not building programs, not this and that program, but the book. Back to the book. The hearing, the reading, the studying, the declaring of God's Word. Buildings are merely to places to keep out of the rain so we can study the book. Well, in verse 9, it says that Shaphan the scribe reported back to the king. And the thing he was coming to report was about the finances and the work on the building. And verse 10, Shaphan the scribe said, "Oh, by the way, King Josiah, by the way, the priest found a book." And he read it to King Josiah. And upon hearing the words of the book, in verse 11 it says, Josiah ripped his clothes. Now this was an old-fashioned way of showing one's great anguish, of showing that one feels horribly ashamed, fearful, fear and trepidation. The king ripped his clothes in anguish and fear and shame and unbelievingly what had been going on in his day. Now, he had not seen it himself, and only now when he heard the book. And it says in verses 12 and 13, King Josiah gave forth a command. He said, in short, "We've got to start seeking the Lord. We haven't been seeking the Lord by His Word. We've got to get all this religion out of the way. We've got to get it all out of the way so we can start worshiping God the right way. We've been doing things expressly against what's written in God's Word. We've got to get back to doing things by the book, according to God's Word. We need to call on God. We need to consult God, not men, not our ways and opinions, but God's only way, God's only thought, God's Word." So the king commanded, "We've got to start worshiping God according to the book." And so the king called a meeting. And in chapter 23 of 2 Kings, it says the king gathered all the elders and the people. Verses 1 and 2. He gathered all the elders and the people to himself. And the king himself began to read the book in the ears of all the people, both small and great, young and old, the people and their children. He read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord, it said. King himself read it. He wanted to be sure that the people heard God's Word as it was written in all its truth and in its entirety. The king himself declared the living and true God to the people. The king himself declared from God's Word the true and only way to worship God Almighty. As I read this, I thought, what a representative of Christ Josiah is. What a type, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ this man Josiah is. For our Lord himself said, "No man knoweth the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him." And the Lord Jesus Christ, the true man, the just man of God, the Holy One of Israel, the man sent by God, the Messiah, the Christ, came to declare the living and true God, came to declare the will, the way, the Word of God, to reveal to God's people the only way to worship God, the only way to come before God, the only way to be accepted by God, the only way to be made righteous, the only way to be allowed into God's presence. The King, Christ Himself, plainly declared, saying, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Christ said, by my righteousness imputed, you'll only be made righteous. By my death, remitting your sins. Only by my blood will your sins be put away. By my intercession, God hears me and me only. By me, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one faith, and that's the faith of Christ. Well, Josiah, this true and just man of God, he proceeded to destroy everything in and around the temple that was not according to the true worship of God as set forth in God's Word. Does that sound familiar? When the Lord Jesus Christ entered Israel as a 33-year-old man, the first thing he did was made him a whip and went into the temple of God and drove out all those money seekers, all those false religionists, drove them out, cast out all the false ways of worship. Well, Josiah proceeded to destroy everything in and around the temple that was not according to true worship. And it says in verse 4 of chapter 23 that he brought out all the vessels and burned them, all the religious paraphernalia, all the objects of worship. He said God is to be worshipped in spirit. We don't need all these things. God is to be worshipped from the heart without all these props. God is to be worshipped according to His Word. All we need to worship God is a Bible. In verse 5, he cast out all the false preachers who were in this thing for the money, who were doing it as a job, who were hirelings. Verse 7 says he tore down the houses of the Sodomites. Well, you figure that out yourself, folks. And it says there were women throughout those houses who were sewing and doing all their tapestries and so forth. In other words, they were having a quilting bee for the Lord. Josiah cast them out, tore down, cast out, and burned up all the pictures, statues, idols, all the trappings of religion, all the religious props and objects. He cast them out. And down in verse 20 it says, finally, he slew all the priests. And then in verse 21, the king, King Josiah, commanded all the people, saying, there's one thing we need to do. There's one thing I read in this book, and it's throughout this book, in all five of these books that make up the book of God's law, God's Word. There's one thing throughout this book that I read. One thing God has commanded us to do. One way to worship God. One way to be accepted by God, to be justified by God. We've got to keep the Passover as it is written in the book of this covenant. Oh, my people, all who listen to this today, do you hear them? Josiah said, we've got to keep the Passover of God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. In other words, the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is the only way to worship God. And people, there's still only one way to worship the living and true God, and that is through the preaching, the hearing, the worship of God, God's Word, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of truth, the gospel of Christ. Oh, may God turn our generation back to His Word, back to His Christ. Old Josiah made a lot of enemies that day. A lot of people hated what he did and what he said, but he brought his nation back to God. And may God raise up a Josiah in our day, is my prayer. Until next Sunday, amen.